You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to another episode of The Juice. I'm your host, Solomon Giorgio, comedian, writer, and Michelle Pfeiffer's muse for Catwoman on Batman Returns. Today's guest is a groundbreaking comedian, Emmy and WGA award-nominated writer, New York Times best-selling author, and host of Peacock TV's late-night comedy show, The Amber Ruffin Show. Let's give a big, juicy welcome for the one, the only, Amber Ruffin.
Hi, Amber. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. It is truly wild that we've never met before, because you're somebody that I truly admire. And it was a pleasant surprise that you agreed to be here for me.
I'm shocked we haven't met before. I'm shocked. It's wrong. We're bad.
So I think it's mostly because I chose West Coast and you chose East Coast to
right. For and so this will play out like Biggie and Pac. For sure.
Hands down.
Yeah. But for now, we're like pally, but soon it will devolve into little murders.
Honestly, if you do steal my man, I would be perfectly fine with that. Less men in my life, the better.
Today's gossip is going to be good if you start off like this.
This is the beginning, yes. Look, you put me in my wig room, I just go off. But yeah, so like, it's the whole point of everything here. It's just most also to get to know you and where you're from. And you, Nebraska?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bob. That is the truth that we are all dealing with. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. But you know who else is from Omaha, Nebraska?
Yeah.
Simone Sanders.
Oh, wow.
Gabrielle Union.
There we go.
Roxane Gay.
Wow.
Yeah, some serious Black women are from Omaha.
That's actually is that all of them or?
Aida, the girl who was the lead in Rap Shit.
Oh, wow. Osmond, yeah.
Is from Nebraska.
So how long did you live in Omaha before you spread?
All of it. I moved away when I was 22.
Oh, so you even went to college.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I had gone to college, that is where that would have happened. But that never did happen. So it happened nowhere.
It doesn't. Honestly, it's also fine. I also, as somebody who thinks that higher education is a scam for the most part, you did the right thing.
Yeah, I would have never guessed. I'd have never guessed that no one gave a shit. People don't give a shit. I'm sorry. Everyone, go to college. It's good for you.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm going to let you say that. I personally will not say that. Look, higher education is only applicable if you have something, if you're trying to get into a career that requires it.
Say that.
If you are going to go and work in an office, lie on your resume. There's nothing you can learn at a college that you can't fake.
Yeah.
But yeah, otherwise, yeah, no, it's a great, yeah, go to college, go to school. That's 100%.
Yeah. You're not wasting your time, you guys. You're doing it right.
How's the education system? You know, like, where did you fall in line in the middle school, high school life of Omaha?
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It was raggedy, man. It was as raggedy as you think it was. Friggin' raggedy, dude. My parents are from the South, you know, and they're like, fucking Black people from the South. So they came, you know, to our schools and, you know, visited, you know, helping us with homework. Yeah. And they're like, oh, this is a pretty easy school. I I was like, I am the smartest person alive. They're like, they're not really asking too much of you. I was like, oh, I thought I was really doing something.
They're like, as long as you don't eat the books and you color fine. Within the lines.
I did eat the chalk, and I'm sorry.
So your parents are from which part? Where in the South?
My parents are from Norfolk, Virginia, mm-hmm. and Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, wow. Savannah is always the city that I want to visit. I don't know why. Just think of the name alone and watching and reading, is it Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil?
That's right.
Yes.
Fucking went on a tour there. Every other word out of the guy's mouth was Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, which is odd because that's like seven words, but look, still.
Was her name Lady Chablis, the one that was...
Why do you know so much about Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil?
I read the book a few times. Twice, I think.
You loved it?
Yes. Look, anything...
Did you love the movie?
I did not watch the movie, surprisingly. Sorry. There's one point in my life where I thought reading the book was all I need to do. And now, I'll watch the movie way before I read the book. I'll like hold a gun to my head before I read that book.
That's what happens when you stop going to college, everybody.
Look, there's this idea that we'll get smarter with time. We don't.
Uh-uh.
I took AP calculus when I was 17. I can barely count to 10 on a good day right now. And I don't want to be that good.
AP calculus, my God.
I was a nerdy kid. What, were you a nerdy kid or were you just like...
I was a very nerdy kid until AP chemistry.
Oh.
And I'd only ever gotten over 100% in science every class. Fucking loved science. Took those tests. You're too young. But a million years ago, before they knew better, they would make you take a test in seventh grade that would tell you what you should be when you grew up. And mine was scientist.
Yeah. I'm not that young, but I love you for assuming.
He's just a tiny little baby. You're a tiny little baby I had and abandoned, but he somehow made good. But they always said scientist. And then I was like, oh, great. I'm a little science genius. Always got 100% of science. Over 100. And then got to AP chemistry and was like, you know what? I don't ever want to go to school ever again. I did so bad in AP chemistry. I honestly think that was the turning point where I was like, I'm not going to college. I'm not doing this. I hate this.
I respect that. I still went, but it took me a moment to realize. But like, 'cause I've always wanted to perform more, but I was so good at academics. That's why I ended up like, oh, I'll just pursue this as long. And the second I got a rejection letter from my favorite college, I was like, y'all, I ain't going to try no more.
Yeah. Shame on us, though, really.
Honestly.
I don't know what it was. I think it was such a big part of my identity that I was like, oh, fuck this. Fuck all you people. You ain't going to catch me here. I'm out.
So I've been to Omaha. I got scabies in Omaha once.
Oh, we have that. Yeah.
But it was from somebody's house and I don't blame them for that. It happens every once in a while, but like, it's like culturally, what would you say the gossip, life in this town like Omaha would be?
It's pretty good. When I was growing up, the biggest gossip in the world was this. I was learning how to play piano at church, right? From, you know, the lady who played piano at church, who was also, you know, the choir director. And I'm like, you know, 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And she teaches me one song and then she never comes back to choir rehearsal, but she's at church. She's never at choir rehearsal. So I have to learn how to play the piano
what?
And just figure it out because I'm the only person there. So I just figured out how to play the piano Thursday.
You just figured out how to play.
I just fucking figured it out because, you know, they were like, we're going to sing this song. Okay. And I'd go, okay. And every once in a while they'd ask me for their notes, but then the rest of rehearsal, I'd be like trying to figure out what could go with it. It was a mess. But then I found out the reason that she didn't teach me piano anymore was because she cheated on her husband. And the pastor was like, you can't lead anything at church anymore.
No.
Yep. And that was the flashiest piece because I found that out at like 11.
So they just left a child out in the wind.
Yes, they left me out there.
They're like, you know what? You can struggle because we have to live by one rule.
Yep.
You know what? I would have been like, you know what? Let her cheat on her husband. I need help.
Yeah.
I'm also like, how do you let people find out about that?
Either the husband went to the pastor or she did.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, she would play a librarian in a movie about tightly wound librarian. That's who she was.
Oh, so she's
so
like,
when they said she cheated on her husband, I could have died.
I think those are the people that do it the least, the people you least expect. I think that's what makes it so,
right.
Like when it's the person you expect,
you see.
It's not that fun. It's not that fun when it's just like the guy that
yeah,
like,
Loose Linda cheated on Curtis. She's Loose Linda.
She told him she was cheating on him as she was cheating. She called in the middle of the act. Like that's fine.
No, she shouldn't have done that, but I'm glad they have an open relationship.
Look, yeah. if somebody warns you about themselves, believe them. But it's unassuming. That's always my favorite. So when you left to Omaha, did you go to Chicago or New York first? Or
I left Omaha and I went to Chicago to become mm-hmm. an improviser.
Yes.
Yeah.
Second city or?
I went to IO, which was Improv Olympic.
Yes.
It existed. And it was the best time I've ever had. R.I.P. I.O. Fucking best. But I had taken, like, we would fly to Chicago to take improv classes and, like, a little, you know, improv festival. And I went there, and the lady who ran I.O., Sharna Halpern, was like, if you come out here, you'll get a paying job doing improv. And I was like, there are paying jobs doing improv? She's like, yes, and you will get one. And I moved out there, and she was right. And at the end of my improv classes, I got Boom Chicago, which is a comedy theater in Amsterdam.
How is that like? Because I've only heard of it, but what is like Boom Chicago like in Amsterdam?
Boom Chicago is nuts. Boom Chicago in Amsterdam is a comedy theater in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. It's not unlike Second City, where it's like, but it's almost all improv. Where it's like little short games, you know, it's like more Whose Line Is It Anyway? And then there's a couple sketches in there, but it's a lot of like talking to the audience. And then you dress up as the guy you were talking to and then you imitate him. It's so fucking fun.
That is fun.
It's the funnest shit.
That is a cultural shift though, Amsterdam in general. Like, were you prepared for that or was it?
No. I wasn't prepared. I had a horrible time. I could have fucking died. It was terrible. Chicago was also terrible. Like, but look, I wasn't like in Omaha talking about, I was not feeling like that. I thought, one day I'm going to have my own mail route and I will do nights at the local theater if they let me. That was where I was. That was what I thought my life was going to be. I certainly didn't want to move to Chicago, and I definitely didn't want to move to no Amsterdam, but I did look at it like your life can go one or two ways. Like, you can really make a go of it, or you can just, you know.
Look at you and your reluctant success.
Hey, look at it.
Like, oh, I didn't want to do this, but I did do it.
but I did it. It turned out fine.
Because I've been Amsterdam, I think, is truly a wonderful city, but possibly the worst food I've ever eaten in my entire life.
And it's not even close. It's like an alien came to Earth and was like, humans need sustenance through grass. Technically, I can eat grass, but you shouldn't be feeding that to people.
No.
These people are wild.
Man. I've never seen flavor more afraid of appearing. Like, even the, like stuff even from America, like chips or anything, you could be like, how did you make this taste worse?
Like, it's the land that flavor forgot.
And they're big personality people. So it's like, you guys align with somebody who'd enjoy some spice, but.
Look, Americans go there and get thinner. Dutch people come to America and get fat. And them's the rules.
How long were you in Amsterdam before you made it to New York?
I was in Amsterdam for 2 years. And I called Second City on the phone and was like, I did Boom Chicago. Will you give me a job? And they said, yes. And then I went to Second City, Denver, did Second City, Denver for 1 year. And then
so not too far from Omaha.
Yeah, that wasn't so bad. And then I did Second City, Chicago main stage for a year. And then I went back to Boom Chicago for 3 years because it was the most fucking fun. That's how fun Boom Chicago was. I was like, I may just live here forever. Although the weather is butt and you are hungry. Yeah. Other than that, it's fine.
It's a gorgeous city. It's a fun language. It's a, like, the culturally, it's like a really great space. The museums are amazing. There's also, they have those, the canals where you can, because I've been, I want to go to their pride because they, you can rent a whole boat and lose your mind in the water. Yeah.
The pride parade in Amsterdam is on boats and it goes through canals and it is the coolest thing you could ever see. But once I did cuss out a lady at a pride parade. I did. I shouldn't have done it. And English was her second language, so it all didn't sting as badly. But I cussed her up one side and down the other. And you can do that in Amsterdam. That's the beauty of it, man.
You could just cuss people up and down and left and right.
And they're like, you are cussing right now. You must be angry.
Is it a culture? Okay. Is there a culture of gossip in Amsterdam at all?
Absolutely not.
No, I figured that's like...
No.
Because they're direct.
Yes. My husband is Dutch and he doesn't understand. Like, I'm telling this sister something. But you cannot say that to this sister. You know what I mean? Like that. Like, these friends know this, but the other friends can't find this out. This is just for these people. It's not a thing in Holland.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know why I'm acting like this. And I'm like, bless. But they're also like that. Like, sometimes when he gets home, his mom will be like, you got fat. Are you just a fat person now? And I'll be like, what? You can't say that to your son. It's your child. God bless America. It's horrible.
Yeah. Do you
These
know what?
People aren't direct.
I feel like whenever I was there, I was like immediately told that, like, there's the way they need to tell me I'm tall from across the room. And then directly to my face. Like, if they're even, like, remotely looking at you for more than 2 seconds, they just have to walk up and tell you what. Like, there's something going on here. I need to tell you why. And I'm like, You didn't. You did not need to come all the way.
They need it.
What is the wildest thing anyone has ever said to you there, just directly to your face?
One of the ladies, after we had done our show, it was the poorest attended, like, tour show we've ever had, and it wasn't even close. We were like, you know, like crying laughing during the show. It was like 12 people there or something. Oh. Crazy like that, the tiniest number of people. And so after the show, I was talking to this lady, but you know, it turned out to be a fun show. We all had a good time. Talking to this lady, she goes, yes, I was a little scared when I saw you would talk to people. But then I thought, if they make fun of me, I'll just make fun of their girl.
Oh, no!
She said that. Whoa. That's so funny. I didn't remember that until just now.
Jesus.
She did. She said that to my face.
She's like, I was ready to take you down. I'm like, I don't think that would have worked out for you.
Like, girl. Oh. Yeah, these, yeah. Jeez. And that's who they are. They don't have filters.
Oh, I know. Yes. So there's like, for, like, believe me, I've, like, I, when I was there, I was like, y'all still remember, you created slavery. You're the ones that beat me. Don't forget that. I forgot that.
Also, there's a news story the other day about how Holland is planning to apologize for their role in the slave trade. And they're going to use $200 million towards Dutch slavery awareness. Yeah. And I'm like, bitch, who gives a fuck if white people know there was slavery?
No one gives a fuck. We are more than aware.
We know enough to use that money for some good shit. To tell your white friends about slavery? What the fuck?
There's literally $200 million you can give to... The way they will not give it directly to black people.
They hate the thought of it.
Just the concept of it. It just can't even come near them. It's like, we will... What can I do to apologize and educate that doesn't directly affect your lives positively anyway?
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah. $200 million. I don't care if every Dutch person is like, slavery didn't happen. Anyone would rather that than you waste $200 million?
Well, here's the thing.
People are stupid.
Look, I don't care what any racist would say. at all if the money, if there was, if the money was given and equity was real. If those two things existed, you can say those words to my face and I would be like, tight, we're in a fair, we're playing equal footing, so I don't give a shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's got to be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Whew, that went off course from my standard gossiping.
Sorry. That's what it happens.
Look, when you get two smart black people together, they're eventually going to talk about racism.
Yes. Whether they went to college or not.
Or not at all.
I'm having a margarita.
You should. It's 7 o'clock. I was at Palm Springs last weekend. I had a margarita at 1
p.m. What were you doing in Palm Springs? Partying?
I was just with friends at the hotel getting drunk at a pool. They had pina coladas.
Oh.
And I'll drink a pina colada any chance I can get.
Solomon, when I think of you, that's what I want you to be.
Thank you so much. And that's also, I think, when I saw that margarita, I was like, you know what? I'm hoping that's your second one.
It is my second one.
And you made it yourself?
We had to shoot an interview today for the show. You know, yeah. We pre-shot it. Uh-huh. But I was like, once you get a little margarita,
yeah,
I'm like, gulp, I need another one instantly.
So that's why I've moved to White Claws.
I wonder if White Claws right for me. Ask your doctor Claws right for you.
I am a doctor. I went to college. I'm a doctor. I'm going to send you a prescription for White Claw right after
that. Oh, my real doctor would be like, oh my God, you can't do it in this guy.
What are you doing? Look, it'll make you feel good. If you're sick, it'll make you feel good.
Okay, Amber, it is time to read a couple of the juicy submissions we get from our listeners. It is mailbag time.
And essentially, I'm going to read to you a couple of these submissions and we're going to rate them. And the ratings are dry, moist, or fully juiced. Dry being boring and fully juiced being salacious and delectable. And I'm going to start off with the, you ready for the first one?
Yes.
My best friend and I used to work at a vegan diner together. Most of the customers were cool, except for this weird demographic of vegan jocks. That would eat there sometimes. Picture cis white hetero guys with lots of muscles and ugly tattoos being rude to women and aggressively vegan. So aggressive in their veganism that they were known for taking extreme measures to advocate for animal rights. In fact, there was a rumor that one of the guys named Bro had done prison time for vandalizing a mink farm. My friend and I decided to get back at Bro for being a moron, so we spread a rumor in the vegan community that Bro wasn't exactly the animal rights savior he was credited as. We let the secret out that while he was heroically setting the minks free, he picked one up, petted it, and said, "Go free the little fella." But then the mink bit him, he flipped out, yelled, "You little fucker," and snapped its neck in rage. The best part was how, even though this rumor sounds so fake and unbelievable, most people we told believed it and never even asked, "How do you know?" My friend and I love to imagine Bro defending his honor to all the other vegan jocks and maybe even being kicked out of their dumb club.
That's so fucked up. Why?
Why did they do that?
What a mean. What? Why?
It's like there's first of all, this story has nothing but villains, and honestly, that's what I love the most.
I will agree. Yes, I love a villain's villain.
Oh, well, no, where there's no good people,
Who will villain the villains?
And you have to villain the villain, Bro. Yeah. Why is that? You can't put two, like, just one alone is too much.
That's too many bros. But then a bro is kind of like, fuck you. I know exactly what I have to offer the world.
I'm pro all, like, I think in general, vegetarians and vegans get like a bad rap because of being aggressive. They're usually the least aggressive people I know. And
they don't have enough energy to be aggressive. They ain't shit. That's not nice.
No, but it's,
it is true.
To be fair, I also I'm very weak. So let's not jump to the conclusion that eating meat has made me stronger.
I I gotta also, I also super agree. I ain't never met a person as weak as I am, and all I eat is beef. So, okay, maybe they're on to something.
They're on to something. Just be weak. But yeah, whenever I run into somebody that is aggressive in general, it doesn't, I don't think he would have been a shithead no matter what. But yeah, for me, this is a fully juiced moment. starting a rumor where you just kill a mink.
That's the best. I mean, it's the absolute worst.
Yes.
But it's so brave.
I love a lie that's so ridiculous and requires such conviction to make other people believe because it's so insane. And honestly, whoever had the conviction to do this and tell me about it, I love you. You are my hero.
I want you to want better for yourself.
No.
You say hero. Someone say hero.
Look, I have a lot of heroes.
I mean, it is brave.
It is brave.
That's a freaking brave thing to say. If I told a lie that big, I'd be sweating. Oh my God, I'd be sweating.
Oh, Amber, I am an amazing liar.
You are?
I was a server for 15 years. Every time I recommended something to anyone, it was an absolute lie. I eat at the restaurant 5 times a week for the last 2 years. I don't like anything here.
That's hilarious. And I think that every time a waiter recommends something, I go,
as you should.
You couldn't possibly give a fuck.
No.
I've
everything I take, like whenever I describe something, it was based on the jargon that was given by the person that told me to describe it. It was never like, it's nothing I wrote myself. It's just a bunch of words that I put together that sounds the best to people to get them to buy something. And it's always going to be the most expensive thing. Or the second most. I usually size people up by how much money I think they have and go, this is what you can afford in my head.
The difference between me laughing at you saying that and any white person saying that.
Oh no! It's I would only use that for white guests. If a black person came in, I'd be just thrilled that they were there. Oh my God! Thank you. You're here. How y'all doing? What do you want? Take anything. You don't want it, but it's fine. But I have another piece of mail to share.
Oh.
A friend was getting married, but the day of the wedding, the groom got cold feet and called it off. Instead of canceling everything, they went ahead with the wedding and just didn't sign the legal documents. That's right. They did the ceremony, the reception, the whole thing, but didn't actually get married. They even went on their already paid for honeymoon together while still being broken up. The bride didn't have the heart to tell anyone at her work, so they all called her Mrs. Blah Blah, whatever her new married name was, for months until she broke down and told them they never went through with getting married.
Wait, what? So they still stayed together? Are they still together?
So they weren't together. So he called the wedding off, but instead of canceling the wedding, they just did everything.
They broke all the way up or not? Because they went on the honeymoon together.
Yeah, I think they just hung out together that whole time.
They were fucking them.
Oh, I hope they were. I hope they fucking were. But they were broken up.
Oh my gosh. That's a good one. Ooh, baby, but that's a good one.
That's, what would you rate this? This is a fully juice, clearly.
100%. I love this one. I thought the last one was great. This is outstanding. I can't believe it. This is some shit I would 100% believe. To be like, oh no, I don't want to ruin everyone's day. We're married. Oh, I'm sorry.
I also don't want to stop a good party.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the one that stops a good party. Yeah. I'm like it's all inclusive. And we never go on vacation. It's...
We've been saving for this for months.
And also, that also means all the presents were received. There's a registry that was filled.
I like that.
Look, Mrs. Blah, blah, blah.
Good job. I think she did a good job.
Look, get the wedding. You might not have the marriage, but in the day, you had that dream wedding. And sometimes that's all people want. Usually the marriage is the worst part of the wedding is the best part for some people. I'm just jealous because I've always wanted to be a divorcee and...
A divorcee.
It's look, I wanted to be a modern...
Because you always wanted to say a French word like that mm-hmm. all the time.
Look, I just want... Like, Elizabeth Taylor is one of my heroes. I do have a lot of heroes. And I just... Multiple... Her and Jennifer Lopez and their collection of engagement rings. That's what I want for me.
I also want that for you. So diamondy.
And I want a scent that's going to be available at CVS. Doesn't smell very good, but...
Why does it have to smell bad?
Have you smelled white diamonds before? It is...
Oh, yes. Ooh. That's right. That's true. Ooh,
It was my mom's favorite perfume. Reeked to all. It's... And every once, like one time I was leaving to go to school, she sprays it on my back and locks the door behind me and was just laughing.
That's a good one. She's right. Sorry, I got to side with mommy. That's funny.
Look, yeah, definitely do it. But yeah, she enjoyed that day for herself. It's like, yeah, you know, you annoyed me this morning. Here's some white diamonds on your back.
Diamonds on your back. Yeah, diamonds on your... I do... remember it smelling so unique, because you've never heard anyone go, this smells like white diamonds. Never in your life. Only white diamond smells like white diamonds.
It
and
is.
It's bad.
And it's like, and I respect her to like, she put her name on that and was like, I know this is bad. And I know this is available at every drugstore, but I'm still Elizabeth Taylor and you're going to buy this.
She's right.
And we did. And we did. That's our mailbag. Thank you all so much for sending in your mail. Okay, Amber, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with the Juice Line.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome back to The Juice. I'm here with the incredible, the wonderful, the effervescent Amber Ruffin. All right, Amber, now's the time in our show when we go to the phone. We call it The Juice Line, and I'm hearing from our board operator that today's caller is Bernadette. Let's patch her in.
Please hold. Thank you.
Hello, Bernadette.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Hey, Bernadette.
So mine is a workplace drama.
Yes.
Dramedy. This is my friend Mary. And when my friend Mary started at the company where we work, it was pretty obvious right away that she had some chemistry with a guy named Brendan, but it was like constantly in denial, and we would go out for happy hours and I'd be like, yo, what's up with Brendan? And she was always just like, oh, nothing. And she would turn like really red in the face and then she would change the subject. Okay, fine. So like a year and a half later, she's not at work one day. She calls me very upset and she's like, I have to talk to you. Okay. She's like, me and Brendan have been dating for like a year and a half. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm shocked. You know, I know.
Oh no.
And she's like, but you know, a couple weeks ago we broke up. Okay. She's like, but the reason I'm so upset is because, and now, so where I work, it's a it's a marina, and we will sometimes go on boat trips with a group of boats. So she's like, he's going on this boat trip, and he called me to tell me that he is bringing somebody else on the boat trip. So, and they've been broken
after 2 weeks?
After 2 weeks. And she's
after
like,
2 weeks.
WTF, you know? And so we're like, oh my gosh. So, you know, of course, like the immediate, like men are trash, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So we go through all of that, and she's bummed out. She's like, I'm going to chalk it up as a loss. Like, what a loser, whatever. And so I start talking to her, and I'm like, what, why were you dating him for a year and a half and nobody knew, you know? Cause like she and I are buds, like, and we don't work at the type of workplace where you're not allowed to date somebody at work. That's allowed.
Okay.
And she was like, well, you know, he didn't want people to know. He thought it would jeopardize his career. Okay. You know, again, like very skeptical, but like nothing that was like out of the ordinary whack. So he goes on this boat trip. So my friend Mary has a 13-year-old daughter, Delilah. She's talking to Delilah, and she's like, you know, like she's just kind of telling her, like, gory details aside, but like, you deserve better, you know, like make sure that your friends and people that you're romantically involved with respect you.
Yeah.
So Delilah's like, yeah, of course. So Delilah's at school, and her friend, Delilah's friend, the daughter's friend, says, you know, what are we going to do today? Let's go to my house because my mom's not home. Delilah's like, oh, that's cool. Where's your mom? She's like, she's on a boat trip with her boyfriend, Brendan. So we're like, oh my gosh, the other mom is the girlfriend. So then immediately Mary is like, my friend Mary is like, wait a second, because a year prior, this girl, the same friend of Delilah, had been at Mary's house and said, oh, your boyfriend's name is Brendan. My mom's boyfriend's name is Brandon. How funny is that? So he had been dating these two women simultaneously for nearly a year, but their daughters were friends and went to the same school.
What?
And so it's like, you didn't think to know, to like ask that, or you didn't know, or you didn't care, whatever.
Well, so then, are you specifically attracted to women with 13-year-old daughters?
That's his move. Single mom. Okay. I'm really, okay. That's what I'm into. I guess. Ooh. I don't know.
Look.
So my friend is like, wow, you know, like that's really crappy, whatever.
Yeah.
So of course, like as ladies like to do, the two 13-year-olds are like, this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
So they put their moms in touch. So now Mary is talking to this other mom while she is on this boat. And like the whole thing comes out. Now it's super awkward. She's mad. They're broken up. You know, she and Mary end up meeting up. They're talking. And then even more stuff comes to light that like everything that this guy has ever said to either one of them is like just a total lie. There's like all these inconsistencies. Oh. He told one of them that he had owned a pot farm at one point. He didn't tell the other one that. He brought both of them to his house. It's not his house. It's the house that he caretakes. And he's just, not his house. He's been driving around in these cars, not his cars. His like sob story that he tells everybody is that he used to be married to some woman who cheated on him and got pregnant by another man. Also not true. So I've worked at the same place for six, like almost 7 years alongside this guy who's been working there the whole time. So I'm just like, this whole time, everything that he's ever said to me is just a lie.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Yeah. Wow. So, really cool. And now we just like, he still works there. We never see him.
No. Oh no. You
have to
see
him. He didn't even have the decency to quit. Like that's,
of course
that
not.
Is the respectable thing to do is you just exit. But he doesn't even know that any of us know.
What?
So he knows that like Mary knows, obviously, because the whole thing came to light and he knows that like she started it. But he doesn't, I don't know if he knows that I know. I would assume that he doesn't, because he still like comes in my office and like makes eye contact with me. And I don't think that's acceptable to do after you so violently wrong somebody like that.
Oh my God.
Okay. So when you first met him, did you think, what a piece of shit? Or were you like, this is a normal person?
Yeah.
Like, so, is he baseline, like a regular degular, or can you see it?
So it's a little bit of both. So he comes off as like a regular degular with like a side of sleeves. So, you know, like when I first started, he was like, oh, you know, like, do you work out? And I was like, no.
Yeah, that's like, a weird. That's always a weird
workout plans that I like did not ask for.
Oh, but what?
I would just like never engage with him, and so I think that he pretty quickly got the vibe that I was like not interested. But I don't think that he was like flirting with me specifically. I think that's just like how he interacts with women. And then I don't know. And apparently it kind of started the same way with Mary, but they did have like, they had a lot in common. They had like an undeniable chemistry. I was excited that this was happening until I wasn't.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you, but he was hitting on you.
Yes, he was. And honestly, if anybody ever came up to me with that line,
dial about it.
They would have been fired that day. They would have been like, do you work out? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go talk to HR real quick. I'm just trying to go to work.
No, I don't.
Oh my God.
You know what you need to work out? A new job.
Yeah.
A new job. Fired. On how to not lie to people when you talk to them. How about that?
Oh my God. That is wild. That is what an exhausting life to live.
That's what I wonder. I'm like, how does he keep it straight?
I would be so tired.
I'm so tired. And apparently he has like a housekeeper that is like another lady that was involved in this.
Jesus.
And the story that he's telling people about the housekeeper is that she was obsessed with him and like threatened to
No, she wasn't.
Nobody's obsessed with you. Nobody's obsessed with you. No. No. Like, he told people that, like, she was threatening to, like, harm herself if he didn't, like, fully engage with her. Like, no.
Sometimes people give you a window into the crimes they're committing.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, that's, oh, my God.
It's great.
This is insane. Well, hopefully you get an opportunity to get him fired.
I know. And that's the thing. Like, my boss doesn't know that any of this happened. And I'm like, we should tell him. And Mary's
yes.
like, I don't want to tell him because that's embarrassing for me. I'm like, no, it's not. You didn't do anything wrong.
Get married.
Tell her.
Let Mary talk to me. I'll help her out. I'll talk her into it.
She's your guest next week.
Yeah. If she just let her know that this is an option, and I will happily, I'll do the phone. I'll call for her. I will.
I know that's right.
But yeah, thank you for sharing that piece of gossip. It is crazy bonkers. Wow.
That's a good one. What a great piece of gossip.
Yes.
Thank you.
I can believe it because I've seen so many men do stuff like this.
Girls love garbage.
Well, sometimes if your options are garbage or more garbage, you just choose garbage.
You choose garbage.
It's like, do you want garbage on fire or do you want garbage slightly wet? Like, it's really, it's kind of
right.
Sometimes
I'll
the option.
Garbage a la mode. It's so sad. I feel so bad
for her. I feel so bad for Mary. She deserves, I think.
Mary,
you and your lovely daughter, Delilah, deserve better for yourselves.
You really do.
This also shows how nice women are, that this guy did such a terrible thing and she still hasn't told the boss. I would have been in that boss's office within seconds. No, like, not even just like, we'd have not gotten off the boat before I told the boss everything that happened.
Yes. Also, she's assuming the boss don't know.
It's an assumption.
I don't know that that's true.
Well, we can't speak for the boss, but we can speak for Brandon. And you're a villain. You're a villain. You're a shitty person.
You're bad. And exciting. I can't believe a grown man did this. It's great.
Amber, it was absolutely wonderful in every possible way to have you as my guest today.
Yay!
Like, you being on TV is the most refreshing thing possible, and I'm just so happy for all your success and your continued success, and I hope you get more and more.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to try for it. I hope I can get a couple of those wigs.
Now, you see, now don't dream too big.
Sorry.
Let's take it back a notch or two.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you. I love your podcast. And you're perfect, and I love you.
Thank you so, so much for the brilliant Amber Ruffin for joining me on today's episode. Be sure to check out The Amber Ruffin Show, streaming every Friday night on Peacock TV. As always, if you want to tell your story on The Juice, send them in by visiting teamcoco.com/heyjuice. And hey, while you're there, why don't you just head up to Apple Podcasts and give us a rating and review. Give us all those stars. It'll make the world of a difference. And thank you so much for listening. And as always, have a juicy day.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.